You're listening to SBS News.
A new report says the situation for the 900 people detained on Nauru, 109 of them children, has surpassed refugee advocates' worst fears over the offshore detention policy implemented in 2012. Authored by the Refugee Council of Australia and the Refugee Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, the report finds the Australian government has actively blocked around 50 overseas medical requests. In the last 8 months, the report says, 25 people on Nauru have been transferred to Australia on court orders. It goes on to document cases of children as young as 10 now attempting suicide, dousing themselves in petrol and becoming catatonic. Asylum Seeker Resource Centre Director of Advocacy Yana Favero cites whistleblowers saying children especially are in need of urgent attention.
Absolutely, that's what we're hearing directly from medical professionals, especially those who are whistleblowers who have left Nauru as recently as 3 and 4 weeks ago, and the doctors that we're linking people with who are on Nauru. There's definitely an urgency. This can't wait, can't continue playing politics. It's abundantly clear, medical professionals, we need to listen to them and get those children flown to safety for the sake of their lives.
Other allegations in the report include accounts of rape and sexual abuse of females, including by those paid to protect them. The report says at least 24 women have been flown to Australia to terminate pregnancies, many as a result of rape. It also claims around 35 people have been separated from their families between Nauru, Papua New Guinea and Australia, with some fathers having never held their babies and mothers having to leave their children behind on Nauru. Ms. Favero says the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre has had to employ 2 extra caseworkers in recent months to deal with the volume of requests. In January, the organisation had 1 person working in its detention advocacy program, but it now employs 3, citing a 300% increase in demand for caseworker support. Ms. Favero says the program has heard chilling stories through voicemails calling for help.
We have children calling our detention advocates, crying and pleading for help on a daily basis. We have parents who are calling and saying they can't get any fluid into their kids, begging, asking what they can do. It's such an increasingly desperate situation there because of what the children are facing on Nauru, and the medical advice is abundantly clear. And yeah, I've heard that. I've heard the recorded message of little kids pleading for help, and it absolutely breaks my heart to hear that. And I think it would break everyone's heart.
The report's release comes as a coalition of 84 non-government groups based in the Pacific region have issued an open letter calling for Australia's offshore detention policy to be on the agenda of this week's Pacific Islands Forum. The letter, organised by the human rights group Amnesty International, is calling on Australia to immediately end offshore processing and send asylum seekers and refugees to Australia or a third country. Refugee Council of Australia spokeswoman Kelly Nichols says the report's release is aimed at circumventing the restriction on information about the conditions Nauru detainees face.
We hope that this issue will be on the table. Currently, as you're aware, the Australian government is blocking the New Zealand government's offer to take 150 refugees. I hope that that is discussed. And this issue in general is discussed in the region, and this is a perfect opportunity to do so.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has opted out of attending the forum, citing a need to tend to the drought situation facing Australian farmers. New Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is attending instead. Addressing reporters in Canberra after his first overseas trip to Indonesia, Mr. Morrison has defended the government's offshore detention policy. He says stopping the boats and sending refugees and asylum seekers to offshore detention centres were both difficult but necessary decisions, and he continues to support the approach.
I stopped the boats because I was sick of seeing people and kids dying at sea. That's why I did that. It wasn't an easy decision. It was a tough decision, and I carry every decision I make, whether it's been as a Minister for Immigration, a Minister for Social Services, a Treasurer or a Prime Minister. I carry every single one of them with me. I understand the consequences of all of my decisions. I make them carefully. I weigh them up in the national interest.
Andrew Neerhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.